July 15th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the hot, sultry suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. On my programs, we frequently discuss historical events. I attempt to cover many of the topics that others do not discuss, perhaps because they are unaware of certain issues or they are misinformed about history via the government schools. Because of that, they inadvertently circulate the official version of the past. I believe in exposing the background of a multitude of current problems by having guests who accurately report on major historical events, such as profit-producing warfare versus the devised stories that the court historians, in conjunction with the corporate media, disseminate in order to dumb down and thereby effectively manipulate people. The court historians, often influential, published professors, and other capable individuals, skillfully conceal the facts by their faulty, often deliberately deceptive portrayal of history. I also invite individuals who address relevant contemporary issues that concern the well-being and political status of the majority of the population. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program where we discuss these things, please visit Spingola.com. Another site that I wish to call your attention to is SpingolaSpeaks.info. One of our listeners created this wonderful site, and I'm very grateful for those efforts. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guests today are Jim and Joe Rizzoli, that's R-I-Z-O-L-I. Their website is ccfiile.com. It's ccfile with an extra I, ccfile.com. Jim and Joe, welcome to the program. Oh, they're not on yet. All righty. Well, if you go to their website, you will see that one of their major issues that they are very concerned about, of course, is immigration. And immigration is a product or a function of multiculturalism, wherein a certain group of people like to water down or homogenize the population of countries. Take, for instance, Sweden. We had two people on from Sweden maybe 3 weeks ago, who were concerned about the immigration, concerned about all of the foreigners within their country, but they failed to see just exactly who was in charge of this, which is kind of unfortunate because in order to really figure out a problem, you need to know who's causing it. I think that's probably a pretty good way of getting to that. All righty, Joe, welcome to the program.
Good to be on your show, Deanna. I think you got the best show on the whole network.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your support. James will be joining us momentarily.
He'll be getting on an extension.
Okay, super. We are going to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors. Break. Music? Okay.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our Republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Welcome back. Deanna, and our guests today are Jim and Joe Rizzoli, and their website is ccfile.com, and file is spelled with two I's, and the reason is because it stands for Concerned Citizens and Friends of Illegal Immigration Law Enforcement. So those are the initials. So you are really aware of what is going on in immigration and the agenda behind it.
Well, we've been following this because of personal reasons of what's happened in our town itself. And we started our group back in 2003 because, I mean, in the particular instance of our town, we had, tens of thousands of Brazilians who came into the town. And you know, as we did research and looked into it, we found out most of them were illegal. And, they don't have licenses. It was one big scam. And we just like, wow. And, I think the thing that did it is when, in our instance, the Brazilians won the soccer games, they came down to the middle of downtown and they just took over the whole downtown. They blocked off the streets. The cops let them stay there. We took video. We took pictures. We gave them license plates of the trucks that were blaring their music, you know, with their 10,000-watt music systems out of the back of their trucks. And they just acquiesced to them. They just let them do it. And we're like, what is going on here? If I did that myself in my car, I'd be in jail.
Amazing. So, now you live in Framingham,
right? Right.
What is the population?
Framingham is actually, they say, the largest town in the United States. It has 67,000 people.
Okay. And how many of those are illegal?
Well, we estimate that at the time when it was really, really hot, there was probably at least 20,000 Brazilians in the town at one time somewhere.
What is so significant about Framingham that all these people from Brazil would come there? I mean, just...
Well, what's happened is that we had our first influx of a Brazilian person. He came back. He came into Framingham during the 70s. And that was the first taste of having these people, the people come here. And then what happened is during the 80s, and they acclimated, more came, because then they realized, you know, gee, we could, you know, get more things. And then they realized they'd get free services. And what happened is there was one city in particular in Brazil, Governador Valadares, and I think it has like a population of, I think, 600,000. Well, we got hit with a humongous tide of people coming from Governador Valadares. And, it got to the point where our town signed a sister city pact with Governador Valadares, because they wanted to exchange art, and they wanted to exchange culture, and they wanted, and they actually brought in from Brazil probably about 10 or 12 politicians who came and sat in town hall and discussed this Governador Valadares pact.
I'm awestruck. This is so incredible, and your town is probably just a representative of what has happened in a lot of other places.
Absolutely, the first sign of seeing a problem in your town is when you see these check cashing places. But we have just in downtown, like five. I mean, see, that's the sign that your town has been compromised.
Right, but I want to make a point. This is Jim. Hi, Deanna.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to make a point. The question was why they came to Framingham. And here's really the real reason why they came in the first place. They came here because Framingham is the center of social services. We have an organization called SMARC, South Middlesex Opportunity Council, which basically, helps people. American people. Well, it's changed now because most of the people they're helping are probably the immigrant community. So that was the big step. They had to have someplace they could come, and right when they came here, they could get on board with all the free things and all the things they needed to survive and live. So that's the number one thing they had to have going for them to come here. They had to target a place that they could come and catch on to the services. So that's the first thing they did. So, and then we had, right on the next street, they have Salvation Army's there. Everything is there for them to come, to settle in, for the town people to accommodate them, so then they can go and do their thing. And that's the first reason why they came. And then from there, they were given jobs. Okay, so now the whole community, but you open their arms, somebody can work here, and, that's what they did. So they there was as many as 60, 70 people a day coming into Framingham being dropped off in the back of the CVS. And so this was the place they came first. And, maybe they went out to other towns after, but this is where they first came.
Oh my goodness! And didn't all of this displace people that had been residing in Framingham?
Yes. What happened is they took over almost all the Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, I don't know if you know this, but I don't know if this is happening in your state, but Dunkin' Donuts never used to have tip jars. I don't. Do they have them in your town or city or whatever? Well, now, you notice that now they have tip jars. I don't know if they got rid of them, but they have tip jars on the counters. And that never used to happen.
What is that?
You give them tips. you give them a tip, you know.
Oh, okay.
You buy your donut, and they had a bowl there. It never happened before until the Brazilians took over a lot of the Dunkin' Donuts and started working there. I mean, they were everywhere. We have a Target here in Framingham. I heard that there were so many illegals working there. They had to do a sting. They actually did something about it. And I mean, it's just incredible that the town let this happen, and it just kept happening. And you know, we like in 2003 when we formed our group, we were attacked as racists and haters and bigots.
What group of people were attacking you?
Well, what group of people who ruined the immigration laws going back to the 20s? The Jews. I mean, they are the foremost part of the people involved in helping the illegals in this town. And one of the sneaky things you got to watch for, and you know, you should be cognizant of this in where you are, is they provide ESL, English as a second language. It's called, in Framingham, it's called Adult ESL. It was called the Adult ESL Plus. Now, what that does is we have to provide for kids to go to school because that's the law. I mean, that's the concept. You know, they already dealt with that issue. You know, the kids of illegals have to have school. But their parents, who are adults, they don't have to have anything. And according to the 1996 Welfare Reform Act, they shouldn't be getting anything either. So what they've done in this town in particular is they set up an adult ESL course for these people to learn English. Most of the people, like in the program that we have in Framingham, it's run and backed by highfalutin Jews. If you look at the names when they have these big parties, they get money or this or that. But our problem with what's happening in our town is that most of the money is coming from the federal government or the state government, and it's federal funded. It's funded by our money. And so they have this program that has 700 people in it. And by their own estimations, they admit that themselves that most of the Brazilians, they say probably 60-70% of the people in that program are Brazilian, and most of the Brazilians are illegal. And we've been pushing the issue for years and years, saying we should not be given any money towards anything that helps illegal aliens in their stay in America, because that's in violation of federal law. You are not supposed to help or knowingly, because that's the trick word, knowingly know that these people are here. They'll just say, well, we didn't know that. You gave us documents. They gave us documents. You know, we didn't check up. So that's one of the popcorn to the birds, you know, the adult ESL program. They had so many people in the parking lot, they filled the high school parking lot into the other schools. That's how many people were going there. And we did videos. There's videos of it on the Internet we've done, you know, if you look up Rizzoli or adult ESL or whatever. And we just try to expose it, but, I mean, it's like, oh, my God, it's like we're beating our head against a wall because these people, you know, are providing these services. Now, we're not against an adult ESL program that has legal people who have been in the United States and you know, and help them with the language. But these are people who are legal. They have documents. Everything is right with the government. These people don't have anything right. They don't even probably have their names right. And yet the program, the people that run the program, and like I said, the people, most of them behind it, are Jewish. You know, they didn't care. You see, the Jews, one thing about the Jews, they like to help people. And I don't know what it is about that. Well, you know, they like to, because it gives them a badge of honor.
They pretend to be very humanitarian, but they're doing it to meet their agenda.
Exactly. And that's what they do. Because you always sit back and say, boy, they're so kind.
Oh, aren't they kind? Well, they take your money. Okay, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guests today are Joe and Jim Rizzoli. That's R-I-Z-O-L-I. And somebody in the chat room said, in referring to the Jews and their humanitarian efforts, said, we're from the synagogue, and we're here to help you. And that is so true. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my word. This is terrible.
Well, the thing is, you know, this is how, see, you know, in Framingham, I'll tell you another thing they did. This just happened recently, too, within a year. They dedicated a radio station, an AM radio station. It's the largest Brazilian radio station in the United States. And it's in my town. And we had the governor, our selectman, and a whole mess of, excuse me, we had a whole mess of people that dedicated that radio station.
What is wrong with these people, these public officials, that they are doing this? Don't they realize that they're supposed to be representing the people of their residents, their constituency? What is wrong with these people? Are they, do they have a lot of Jewish money in their pockets or what?
Oh, well, because the Jewish people put them in office. That's who,
yes, indeed,
puts people in office here. And, so, and the thing is, they all dedicated this radio station, and we said, you know, we don't mind you having a radio station, but the Brazilians are not going to be telling people over the air how to obey the law. You see what I'm saying? This is all,
sure,
for them to do their little scams. I mean, we wouldn't mind if somebody, like a lawyer, got on there and said, you know, What you're doing here is illegal. You have false visas. You have false licenses. You should go back to Brazil. You should. See, this isn't it. This is like having terrorists in your town. I mean, promoting illegal activities and it's to acclimate their lifestyle. And that's what bothers us about this because, you know, you're not solving anything. You're just making it. You're throwing gasoline on the fire by having this radio station. And so they have an AM radio station and they all listen to it. And you can bet, well, they also have a cable show. A woman has a cable show. It's a Brazilian cable show. It used to be translated from English, you know, Brazilian to English. And now I believe it's all in Brazilian.
Well, maybe you boys are going to have to take classes in Brazilian.
We're going to have to learn Portuguese.
Is that what they talk, what they speak?
Yeah.
Brazilian
to Portuguese. This is the whole thing. Like I said, when they tried, let me get back to the governor of Valadares thing. when they tried to pull this thing off, we made a video because the girl, we should send you the link, you'll laugh. We made the video and it's actually played on a cable TV too. That when she goes, we want to bring our culture, you know, and she's saying in her little accent, we want to bring our culture to Framingham. And then we play, all these pictures out of the newspaper where it says Brazilian kills this person, Brazilian runs over this person, and we play the music, I broke the law and the law won. I broke the law and the law won. While those pictures are being shown. I mean, you know, pastor caught at airport with $56,000 on him in cash. The Brazilian pastor, man kills wife with a hammer. You know, all these pictures are flying through as you hear the song, I broke the law and the law won. Do we actually, in our town, stopped that governor de Valadares. We don't hear anything about it anymore because we embarrassed them so much that the woman moved out of town. Who was backing it. So, you know, it's not that we haven't accomplished anything. We have. I mean, if we weren't here to voice our opinion and put on our videos and show the people what's going on, this town would have flags, Brazilian flags everywhere. I mean, they have them enough now, but it would be on the town hall. You know, I mean, it's
so
incredible.
How big is your group? You have a group of people who support your efforts. How big is that group?
When we first had our meeting, we had about 12 or 15 people there. Right now, nobody. You know, it's just me and my brother.
Right. No one's going to admit they subscribe to our viewpoints because, what happened is when we took the Jews on by talking to them in my show, when I started talking about the Holocaust, all the people that agreed with us on the immigration issue, obviously they bailed on us, you know, because, you know, they didn't want to be associated with us because of the Holocaust issue. So, you know, we probably had, you know, 1,000 people in the town or more, you know, really behind us. But now, when I exposed the Holocaust scam, then those people bail. So no one's going to admit they have anything to do with the Rizzoli brothers in Framingham. I mean, that's just the way it's going to be. So.
Yeah, but you when you ran for election, you got like what 900 votes.
Yeah, yeah, but that was before I got into the Holocaust.
Oh.
Once you get the Jews mad, you can forget about anybody backing you because they're not going to be strong enough to stand up.
Right.
I guess people can only just stand so much truth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's real obvious and in your face and you have all these Brazilians running around taking your job and you have, the check cashing stores and all the freebies and handouts, I guess it's okay to recognize that, but that's it, right?
Yeah,
No fair talking about the Talmudist.
Well, that's the problem, see.
Once
we got onto that topic, that opened up a whole can of worms.
Yes. All righty. Gentlemen, we are going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over?
Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Excuse me. My guests today are Joe and Jim Rizzoli. Their website is ccfiile.com, ccfile with two I's .com. So when did you both become anti-Semitic?
Well, I think, Jimmy, you started it.
Well, it's your fault, Jim.
Well, I mean, are you saying when did the people in the town acknowledge me as being anti-Semitic? I mean, in regards to my views on the Jews, I mean, it goes back 15 years. But I mean, in regards to the town, it's been only a couple of years. When I did my show, because we have a cable show, and when I started talking about the Jews on the cable show, I mean, that was it. I mean, then they just came down on us with both barrels. I mean, that was the end of that. I mean, I used to, I'll just show you how things are here. I used to belong in a business network. It was called BNI, Business Network International. And I got into that a long time ago, and I was in that for like 15 years or whatever, a real long time. And I was a real good, productive member. I always, worked with everybody. And everybody seemed to like me, and there seemed to be no problems. Now, when I did my show, I think it was show number 86, and when I talked about the Jews and the Holocaust and this and that, well, that was it. I mean, because there's a lot of Jews in BNI, in the business network. They love the network. And, of course, we were meeting in the temple, too, so I guess that must have been a problem. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So anyway, they kicked me out of the group. They just said we don't want to do business with you, and they just kicked me out. I mean, there was no reason to kick me out except the fact that they didn't like my show. You know, so that was the end of that. I mean, I lost pretty much, you know, my business clients.
So you did 86 really great programs. And the 87th just wiped out everything good that you had done for
you. Yeah, well, yeah, right. That was it. I mean, once I did that, you know, I mean, you know what it was like? I'll tell you what it was like. It was like a gay coming out of the closet, okay? and that's how it was for us, because once I crossed that line on TV and started talking about the Jews, it was like I've been redeemed. I've been saved. And, you know, I'm telling everybody that, I don't agree with the Jews, you know, publicly. So it was kind of a nice feeling in a sense. But, you know, I had to just say, well, that's the end of my business. And that's when I decided to more or less retire. So, you know, there's nothing, yeah. Well, I mean, there's nothing I can do, because most of my business was with the Jews. Okay, I worked for the Jews because they trusted me, and you know I treated them fairly, and a lot of the Jews have money, so they're going to pay for my services. So, you know, everything was going good, and then you know once this happened, then you can remember all the work I got, I received from the Jews, because Jews pass on, if they like you, they'll pass your name on to other Jews. Right? Now, conversely, if they don't like you, they're going to tell you, everybody, don't use the guy. So that's exactly what happened to me. All my business came from the Jews, most of it, the big money, and then, you know, once I talked about this, I lost all the Jews, and that pretty much was the end of my business. So I just said, well, I guess it's time to retire and just put all my efforts into, you know, doing my shows and videos that expose them. So they don't realize they created a monster.
Sure. So. Now, if you had simply just criticized Israel, would they have gotten mad at you?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. It didn't make any difference. See, the Jews in our town, Israel Jews, it doesn't matter. Once you criticize them, no matter, you know, what their views are towards Israel, even themselves, it really didn't make any difference. They, you know, remember, I was criticizing the Zionists, so, you know, the Zionist Jews here, so they're not going to go along with you.
Let me say something. You know,
sure. Yeah,
you just mentioned Israel, and believe me, you talk about Israel, and you'll be in the same boat. In the United States right now, there's a group. It's like a newspaper called the Patch, patch.com. You probably have it in your town or city, and it's all over the country. It's taken over the country, and the people get on it, and they advertise. They see what's going on in the town. It's almost like a newspaper, you know. Well, we got into some highfalutin discussions. And, of course, you know, when we got on the Patch and started having discussions, people would just attack us. And they would bring up the ADL, because my brother and I happened to be on the ADL's hit list with an S.
And when did you go on that list?
Oh, when we started talking about immigration.
Oh, yeah. Okay. When you started talking about immigration and not the Holocaust?
Well, it mixed. In other words, they mention immigration first. So if you go to the site and you look up our names, Rizzoli and stuff, they bring out a first step, you know, when they first talk about it. And they, we hate Brazilians and all this, but then they mix in, the Holocaust denial stuff, and they start bringing up stuff like where, you know, I defended Zundel in a letter I wrote years ago. And see, half the stuff is true and half of it's kind of like, you know, they get a little bit off course, you know. So we happen to be on the ADL's list, and we're on the Southern Poverty Law Center's list, which, you know, I guess it's good.
well, it shows that they're consistent in their hatred for you.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. So I was getting to the thing about the Patch. So, you know, here we are being attacked every minute. They're bringing up the ADL, the quote in the website. Not that it has anything to do with the town, but they just, we got people that are hateful, hateful people. And so they put up the links and this, and of course we try to defend ourselves and all that. But then I started making comments about Israel. You know, like I don't like Israel because I think it's an apartheid terrorist organization and this and that. And you kicked off the patch.
No, they
officially kicked me off because the person that runs it was Jewish, the main girl, and they kicked me off. And that all had to do with making a post about Israel, which is thousands of miles away from the United States. I just don't understand what that has to do with us here, you know. But I made a comment about them, and I was kicked off that patch. And so you got to be very careful. You have freedom to speak, but it's channeled to gatekeep.
Only if you don't say anything about them.
Right, exactly. I mean, they don't want no criticism.
But you have to understand something about what's going on here, and hopefully your listeners will understand this. What the Jews have done is they've put themselves in positions all over the country to watch and monitor what's going on. So, you know, anybody that speaks out against Israel or whatever in any of these venues is going to be attacked, and they make sure they have their people in place. And this is just the way it is. So, in other words, we have the local newspaper, the Metro West News. That's a Zionist-controlled newspaper. Then we have the Patches, which is the Internet newspaper. Those are controlled by the Jews. Anything that has information out there that can be presented somewhere is controlled by the Jews. And the cable station, our cable station, is controlled by, you know, the Jews. The same thing. The only difference is, you know, we do have the Constitution behind us there in regards to what can be said, and they're going to have a big problem taking us off the air like they did last time. But, you know, I mean, you got to just look all around at the venues of where you can say something, and you'll see that, you know, you really can't say things as free as you think in these venues.
Now, if you talk about, for instance, what happened with our cable show, because since this is about immigration and the Holocaust, you know, we had a mixture of everything. You know, when we first did our cable show, the cable show was called Illegal Immigration Chat, and we just had all stuff dealing with immigration. We mocked it. We had little funny things. We had things talking about what was going on, and so. What happened is the ADL actually sent a letter to the cable company that we found out about later. I mean, they leaked it to us. Somebody leaked this letter. It was from the ADL, and they weren't happy with the program. So here's what happened. Obviously,
and that was the program that you just were talking about, immigration.
Yeah, well, yes, but we had a couple of programs.
Well, once we did the Jew thing, once I did the show on the Jews, then the ADL really came in.
Right.
They didn't care about us going after the immigrants. The ADL didn't care about that, okay? Except, you know, they talk about it on their website. But once I took on the Jews, then the ADL took it upon themselves to try to influence the cable station and to do something about us. So that was their attempt, you know, to really put us out of business.
But see, but it was how they did it that was really interesting. See, we have, every cable station has a set of rules you have to abide by when you produce your cable show. So you're supposed to do this, you're supposed to put 5 minutes of black, and you're supposed to put a credit what the name of the show is and all this, you know. Well, our cable company has the same thing. So they hit us with past shows that were already played. Now, we're supposed to be dealing with current shows, and then if we have a problem, they talk to us, and we fix it. But what they did was they went to all the past shows. So they got a thing of like 20-something violations that we violated, which were trivial things. You know, you don't have this up long enough. You didn't say, you know, you didn't say the name of your show. It didn't end with 15 seconds of this. And so they hit us with all, I mean, when you read it in the newspaper, you thought we killed somebody. You know, we robbed the bank.
So they put it in the newspaper?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything that's happened to us has been in the newspaper. Our cable show was taken off the air. It was all in the newspaper. We had 21 violations. And of course, people are going to say, "Oh my God, look at all the violations they did." But it wasn't really that. It was just trivial, minor things, and they didn't have the the fortitude to come to us and say, look, you got to, can you change this, which we would have done in 2 seconds.
Well, they were just out to demonize you.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. I mean, what they did to us was criminal. I mean, we don't have, you know, money to have a lawyer and this and that. If we were rich, we could have sued them for $1 million.
Well, whatever.
Well, whatever. But see, the people in this town are Jewish lawyers, and who's going to be on your side? You know what I mean? But what they did to us was,
What they did was unethical because, see, when you do a cable show like ours, okay, you have to do it. Let's say I did it this week, okay, and the thing plays for 2 or 3 weeks or a week or two or whatever. Well, it's playing. So if they have a complaint against it, you can't fix it. It's already playing. Okay, so now what you have to do is you have to fix it. The next show has to be fixed. Well, we did that. We corrected all the errors that they claimed we did. All right, and we fixed them, and so the next show was fixed. But when you read it in the newspaper, 26 violations, and again, everybody's going to say, oh, these guys are just horrible people. They're just violating all the rules. Well, no, we didn't violate any rules. We just had to comply with what they wanted, and we did. But you can't do it in one day. You have to do it in a couple of weeks because the show is produced a week or two in advance or a month in advance.
Right, but they kept changing their bylaws.
Yeah, right.
They changed their bylaws at least 3 times, the ones that deal with how, to put in your program.
So who owns the cable company?
Huh?
Who owns the cable company?
Well,
it's private. It's a private company.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a non-profit company. See, here's how the cable works in each town. Let's say you got cable coming into your town. Well, we have 3 cable stations, okay? So they appropriate, let's say, $500,000 a year to run a cable station, a public access station. So now that money is divided up, in our case anyway, to 3 different cable providers. They divide that money up. And you have 3 different ways that money gets divided up. It goes to public access, which that's what we're on, then it goes to the schools, and then it goes to the government channel. So all 3 of those entities get a cut of the pie, all right? So obviously, that's how they do it. So it's a private entity, and, we're dealing with the local cable station, and they made their own rules, and, we have to abide by their rules. So if there's an infraction, then we have to answer to them. But the problem is when we went before the board, because we had to go before the board to talk to them. Here's what happened. That was another funny situation. They wanted to record us. Okay, they wanted to record us, and so we said, okay, that's fine if we can record you. And they said, oh no, you can't record us. And so we just walked out. We just said, well, look, if we can't record you, because see, people have to see what they're saying behind closed doors, and they didn't want anybody to see what they were doing. So that's why we wanted to record them, to have a record of what they were doing, and they didn't want to do that. So we just walked out. Now, by us walking out, what that did with them was, then they just said, well, you walked out on us, and we don't have to talk to you, and you just admitted your guilt on what you were doing and blah, blah, blah. You didn't answer us. So that was just, another typical cowardly move they made to try to stop us from, our free speech.
But Jimmy, they kicked us off for a year.
No, I know that.
I mean, think about it. If you had a problem with a cable show, you'd maybe get kicked off for a week you'd have all these violations. They say,
and,
well,
and your program
was
popular.
Correct? Oh,
Yeah. It still probably is very popular, but no one's going to admit it. You can understand, the stuff we play on our show is so, you have to see it to believe it.
We cringe.
But, that's the way it is because, we have freedom of speech. I mean, I play David Duke on the show. I play Dr. William Pierce on the show. What's his name, the minister there?
Oh, the
Brother Nathaniel.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like a minister guy that talks biblically about stuff. I mean, I play anything that is controversial. I play it on my show. And then I take all YouTube videos that are, just as controversial, and I insert them in there too. But let me tell you what they did. They just did, okay? Because you know, what I do is I just take all that information and put it in the show. So now they said, to try to get back at us, they said, oh, you have to produce 51% of the show yourself. Or be 51%. It's going to be half. It has to be 50%. 50% of the show has to be produced by you, which means that, let's say if I bring in a David Duke video that's 35 minutes or something, well, you see, that's not produced by me. I'm just bringing that in extra. So then they say, well, your show's not complying. And, you know, so that now they're trying to get at us again by that, see?
Wow. All righty, gentlemen, we are going to a three-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pick up at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guests today are Joe and Jim Rizzoli. Their website is CCFIILE, which stands for Concerned Citizens and Friends of Illegal Immigration Law Enforcement. And you were talking about your situation with YouTube. You mentioned a YouTube video that you had shown, and that they thought, well, you can't be using 35 minutes of somebody else's work. And speaking of YouTube and the fact that YouTube is a very censored environment, one of my friends who had almost 1,230 subscribers and had about 1.3 million views and had 54 playlists on YouTube. Very, very wonderful site, had fabulous, fabulous stuff. They took down the entire thing. They deleted, YouTube deleted his entire channel.
Wow. Well,
that's what they
that's
do.
Typical of YouTube.
Yes.
But know what? But see, here's what we recommend for that. Every person has a right that lives in a town to produce a cable show. What that person should do is do what we did. You produce a cable show because they cannot stop your content. Let me just read, and I sent this to you, and I want to read it because I want people to know what you can get away with. This is from the FCC rules of cable content. It says, criticism, ridicule, and humor concerning individuals, groups, and institutions. The First Amendment's guarantee of freedom of speech protects programming that stereotypes or otherwise offends people with regard to their religion, race, national background, gender, or other characteristics. It also protects broadcasts that criticize or ridicule established customs and institutions, including the government and its officials. If there is to be genuine free speech, people must be free to say things that the majority may abhor, not only things that the majority finds tolerable or congenial. See, that's very, very important. People have to realize it. You can say whatever you want about anybody. Now, that means they may not play it on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, but they will give you a safe zone, and it will probably, it could be played at 9 or 10 o'clock, whatever the cable station, you know, deems it. But you can do it, and that's what we've done. And, you know, they've changed. We used to be played at 9 o'clock, and then they changed it to 10, and some stuff gets by, but, you know, some of the strong stuff is played probably after 11, you know.
Well, Joe, we have two of our shows that play at on the best of times, Friday night at 9 o'clock, mm-hmm. Saturday night at 9 o'clock. The two main shows we have that have all my David Duke stuff in it and have all the other stuff
good.
In it,
well, maybe
it plays at 9 o'clock. So we are able to do it because there's no swearing in it and there's nothing bad content like that. It's just information. So they know that they can't ban that. But, you know, my YouTube site, people go to my YouTube site. It's if you go to YouTube and just put JJRIZO, you'll see all my short videos there. And they are banned in about 17 countries, the videos that are on that site.
All righty, gentlemen, we are going to take our top of the hour 60-second break. We will be right back after station ID and a word from our sponsors. Be right back.